what's the attraction for you of the Beethoven piano concertos?
Oh, you know, they're like Mount Everest for pianists, right? This is something we all have to climb at some point. And we start early on, you know, you play the second one or the first one very early on in your life, and you play the third one early on in your career. That's the one, you know, you tend to perform at the beginning, and you work your way up. you add one each time, and you work your way up to the fourth and the fifth. And for me, really, the fourth is kind of the pinnacle. The G major is just an incredible piece of music. And eventually you get there and you sort of feel like, okay, I've got my package. You know, you can't play all 27 Mozart concerti. You just can't. But you could do all five Beethoven. I mean, of course, you could do the Mozarts, but it's a very different kind of project. You could play the two Brahmses. You could do the two Chopins, but those seem very limited. Five plus maybe one if you consider the triple six. That's sort of a manageable mountain to climb. And I think that's why pianists want to do all of them.
Why all five in one season? That sounds like a pretty daunting challenge.
I love delving into composers. I love kind of living in a composer's mind for some period of time. And doing a number of different works from a number of different times in the composer's life is a really good way to do that. And so doing the five piano concerti, I thought in one season would be a great way to really just spend a season with Beethoven and examine him through different times of his life and through different lenses of mine. And of course, I've had different relationships with the different concerti over the years. It would be nice to put them all together.
The concerto number five, Beethoven's Emperor Concerto, it seems to be the most towering of them all. What sets that one apart from the others?
You know, on some level, I've always wondered if what sets number five apart for people is the fact that it has a name. It's called The Emperor, so it towers. I think it's an incredible piece of music, and it's very powerful. I happen to think the C minor, the concerto number three, is also an incredible piece of music and very powerful. I personally have a soft spot for number four, much more so than for The Emperor. But interestingly enough, because The Emperor has a name, it's the most frequently performed. And so when I was trying to put together a season where I would do all five Beethoven concerti, I offered all five to any orchestra that was taking me that season. And nobody wanted The Emperor because I think it had just been performed too much. So nobody wanted me to do the fifth. And that's why I thought, I'm putting together this grand slam of concerti and one bass, you know, my home run is never going to happen. But the good news is he wrote this bonus concerto, which is the triple concerto. So I figured at the least I could do, if I can't get The Emperor programmed in the same season where I've got the other four, is I could get the triple concerto put in there. So I managed to work that out, and I felt somewhat vindicated in my Grand Slam attempt.
Yeah, you got the bonus points.
I always liked extra credit when I was a kid. Because I knew even if you missed one of the questions, the extra credit could push you up, you know?
Tell me about the triple concerto. It's chamber music and it's a concerto. So what's up with that?
What I love about the triple is it actually plays to almost all of the things that I do as a pianist. I love being a pianist because it's many careers in one. I get to be a soloist, being on stage all by myself. I get to be a chamber musician playing in small, intimate groups, and I get to perform as soloist with orchestras, playing in front of a large group. And the triple concerto includes all of that. There are real solo piano moments. There's real solo chamber music moments where it's really just the three soloists playing and the orchestra sitting back and enjoying itself. And then there's real collaboration with the orchestra where you're imitating things back and forth with the woodwinds and such. And I think that's part of what makes Beethoven's genius. Of course, he was a pianist and he knew that these were the elements that make up a pianist's life. I think that's why he was able to do a concerto like this so well.
I can't think of too many other pieces that are like that.
There are a few. There are a few other. I mean, obviously, earlier in the Baroque era, this was a typical way of doing a concerto, but later on, it became much harder to do. And there are a few examples here and there. But I find that the triple concerto, in many ways, is the most effective combining of chamber music with orchestral soloing.
Orly, thank you very much.
Thank you.